I hope your day is full of cucumbers and melons and cantaloupes and honeydew and beets and Swiss chard and arugula. What's up, guys? It's a garden intro. It's me, Shank. We're here for another week of Shank with the one, the only comedian Josh Potter. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with comedian Josh Potter, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. One, April 18th, This Bitch and Friends, main room of the Comedy Store. It's me, Kim Congdon, Whitney Cummings, Annie Letterman. That was right.
Letterman.
Annie Letterman, Beth Stelling, Jetski Johnson, Kim Congdon. Buy tickets sooner rather than later. It'll sell out. And then also May 7th, Kim and I are coming to the Comedy Store for Netflix's The Joke Festival. We're doing This Bitch live. Buy tickets to that as well. Links to tickets are on my Instagram at Princess Shank. And I will be in Houston the first weekend of April for Riot Comedy Fest. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh, yeah. Are you wearing socks right now? If you're not, you're a disgusting little guy or a disgusting little woman, you know? Cover up your toes. They're assets, guys. Shop ohyah.com. That's 3 O's H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10 for 10% off unique sock designs. They have so many fun slippers. My favorite are the red panda slippers, and they have really great socks, whether you're into strawberries or pizzas or there's a state you live in. Buy a pair of socks. Support the podcast. Ohyah.com. Discount code Sarah10. And let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Josh Potter, guys. Here it is. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchank, and today's guest is the one, the only Josh Potter.
What's up? Wait a minute.
You're in rare form, Potter. Fucking Mr. Josh gets a dab pen, and that's the end of Mr. Josh, sweetie.
Why am I in rare form? I just didn't know where we were beginning. I wouldn't have hit the vape right then.
I don't believe you. I feel like if you hit the vape because you knew we were beginning.
I mean, I started hitting it. This is a bit of a process, this one.
It is. There's a switch underneath it.
Yeah. You'll see him out there soon, folks.
Potter's got
Daddy gets the early bird specials.
The prototype. Yeah. So there's these new shorts that Free People. Do you know what Free People is?
Wait, what? We're getting right into it. Yeah. There's new shorts. What's that mean? Is that a?
It's a kind of short, like shorts.
Like you
like
wear
the pant.
Okay, I thought we were talking social media here for a second. You're like, you know, YouTube shorts.
No. They're called micro shorts. And they are taking over, and ladies are very upset about them.
Are they very tiny?
They're very tiny, and not everybody can wear them. Look.
Oh, there's a picture.
There's a picture of these micro shorts.
Oh, they're over here.
They're weird.
I like them.
You do? Yeah. What do you like about them, Potter?
I like that. It looks like you're not wearing any shorts on these.
You like them.
Or is that the shirt I'm seeing? She has like a long shirt with a belt, right? Like
she's an got oversized a shirt that's tucked into the shorts.
Okay, so that is the shorts, what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I think they're cool.
You think they're cool?
I say, rock them, ladies. Why can't everyone wear them? You're talking about fat people?
Because listen. If you got thick thighs like how mama does... You don't want to wear those.
Okay, but that goes for a lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I want to participate in the micro shorts, and I can't, Potter.
Where were you with capris? Were you like, hey, not everyone has a slim ankle? Yeah, exactly.
Capris are not for the cankle-heavy ladies.
Some people can wear certain clothes, and some people can't.
Look,
there's tons of clothes I can't wear. Who gives
look at
a
this.
Shit?
I'm upset.
So... You're saying I think a thick-thighed lady would look great in these.
No,
you're just seeing the models. I do like the thin.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you like a thin lady, Potter.
I do like a.
You like a
when
frail.
I can blow
bitch.
Away in the wind.
You like a frail yeah. lady.
Oh, that's windy outside right here in LA. All the ladies I like are floating around in the sky. I gotta just get a net and catch one.
A tornado of thin bitches.
Yeah. Oh, they're all up there. Come on down.
A butterfly net?
Yeah, I get a big old, like a dog catcher.
How many thin ladies do you think you can fit in one net?
Ooh, that's the tough part. You got to get a thin mesh. You got to get a mesh that's not very wide and gauge because obviously it can slide right through there, you know?
Yeah.
You got to get a real, like, tight mesh.
Tight mesh so the skinny lady's limbs don't go.
These shorts are cool, though. I think they're neat.
Of course you think they're neat.
Bring them out, ladies.
You're a horny man.
Summer 2024. Let's get the micro. Why are they micro? They're not necessarily shorter than.
Yes, they are. Look, her cheek is coming out.
Yeah, but girls wear jeans like that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the.
Not all of
us. You know what my favorite thing is?
Uh-oh.
When a girl wears, like, an oversized baseball uniform over, and then, like, it looks like she has no pants on, but she just has really short shorts. They're, she's like, just jeans, the cutoff jeans with the little things coming, you know, the denim coming
fringe.
Out of them. The pockets are even coming out the bottom.
Okay, so that's your ideal woman.
Oh,
shows
that's
up.
That's just an outfit that just goes, like, man, oh, man. It's like a glass of lemonade on a summer day.
A thin lady in a Bills jersey with some micro
shorts. No, Bills. Bills is football. It's a baseball jersey specifically. Oh, the button up. I mean, if you
like
Google.
Like a Dodgers jersey?
Just Google
hot
girl
chick.
Girl at baseball game. I don't know what to Google
this
in this
is your
case.
Porn search?
I mean, and they got the hats on. Girls at a baseball game are just so adorable. It makes me. It's the ultimate, like, boy, I wish I had a girlfriend. It's almost like I have, like
this?
Yes, but like in shorts, though. You know what I'm saying? But yes, the baseball. That's an idea of what the baseball jersey.
Oh, like that. Look, she's wearing the denim shorts.
Yes, 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 yes. A little closer. Oh. A combination of the two.
That's what you're into?
We'll go to a game. I'll point them all out to you.
All the frill ladies.
I go, look at that one. Look at that one. It doesn't, you know.
Well.
I'm just saying, it's beautiful. It's like,
it's,
you know, when
beautiful.
You know,
said
when,
it's
like,
beautiful.
A woman in her mid to late 30s sees a baby in a stroller and it conjures something in her to, like.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. You think I'm driving around like, I need a baby.
Exactly. So you know the feeling. That's how I feel when I go to a baseball game single. I feel something conjure inside of me. I want a girlfriend that wears a baseball jersey and comes to the game with me, eats a hot dog, drinks a few beers. Looks all hot in her fucking baseball jersey. So, yeah.
Okay, one time this guy took me on a date to a baseball game, first date.
Yeah, first date. Ballsy.
It was a long game.
Well, games can be long, especially before the pitch clock was invented, so.
It was fucking
They could be
long.
4 hours.
It was, the 9 innings seemed like 35 innings.
It was a Dodger game?
It was a Dodger game.
What year are we talking?
I want to say 2019.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good, but the date wasn't. And then before the date, my dad called me and said, bring a glove.
What?
To get some foul
balls.
Where were
you sitting?
To get some foul balls. He'll be into that. I go, Dad, I'm not bringing a mitt.
No, I would not be. I would not be. If a girl brought a glove, I think it was cute.
It's a little aggressive.
I think it was actually.
Excuse me, babe.
No, I wouldn't get the ick, but I would think it was adorable. Depends how much I like the girl. If it was a girl that I was like, ugh, I'm going on. And then she brought the glove, I'd be like.
It's intense.
What, are we carrying around this glove all night?
She's like move out of the way. She's trying to get the ball.
I guess as a woman, you could carry a glove in your bag the rest of the night.
No, I think you got to leave it on your hand the whole time.
But if it was like a girl who's like a real like baseball nut, like in her own right, like I go, boy, oh boy, you like baseball? This is fun. And she goes, yeah, I bring my glove. I'd be like, that's cute.
You would think it was cute?
Mm-hmm. But if it was just like a girl who's like, I haven't been to a baseball game in a decade, and
that's
then she
me.
Just brings the glove.
And I have my fake nails on. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, will you hold my glove? I don't know. I'm not into that. I would have been like, keep the glove at home, lady. I mean, there's nets up. There's no foul balls, really.
when
we're going to sit.
When a foul ball comes where you're sitting, the way that people act is insane.
I actually am thankful for that as a blind man. Sometimes in the day sky, I can't see the foul balls, so I can use the crowd reaction to know how in danger I am at any given moment.
That makes sense. What are your thoughts on the wave?
You know, people shit on the wave. I like a good wave. It's fun. It's just a good way, especially if it's a shit game. It's like, oh, here comes the wave. I don't know. I get joy in it.
Okay, what about
Call me a window licker, but I like the wave.
You're a window licker.
That's fine.
What about Cracker Jacks?
Cracker Jacks can get fucked. I mean, what is it, the 1920s? I mean,
when did Cracker Jacks first emerge?
I get it. It's, you know, it was early baseball stuff. It's like, you're watching old Whitey Ford out there, and you're eating Cracker Jacks, and you're having it. It's like, I mean, I get the nostalgia aspect of it, but not my preferred. baseball treat.
Oh my God. The Cracker Jack name and slogan, "The more you eat, the more you want," were registered in 1896.
Yeah, that's right around the time I would have guessed. And then, you know, by the 1920s, boy, oh boy, were Cracker Jacks on every table. I mean,
Cracker Jack. It's just like a white guy. Cracker Jack.
Well,
with a dog.
Makes sense, right? Cracker.
Yeah, it's just. What the? I don't know. I'm also not a big fan of the peanut.
I don't mind the peanut. I don't mind the ingredients at all. Go, you know, it's caramel or whatever. It's just, I don't know. Not my cup of tea.
You know what really trips me out? Do they still have Yoshinoya at Dodger Stadium?
I don't keep an eye out for
Yoshinoya.
The fact that I come from the East Coast and I never knew what Yoshinoya was until I moved here. Like, I kept seeing them in every plaza. I don't know what you call them, like strip malls, I guess is a better word
they're
for it than
everywhere.
Plaza. But they're in every, like, of those little corner strip malls. It's like a fucking T-Mobile store.
Yes, a laundromat.
A check cashing place and a Yoshinoya. And I'm like, what on earth? I remember I moved here. I saw them everywhere. I'm like, what on earth could that be? Yoshinoya. It's got to be a fast food thing. Obviously, I noticed it. So I went to one, and I was like, this all seems like odd foods for fast food. Like, this is just, you're getting fresh tilapia here. I mean, I don't even know.
I don't know. Let's take a look.
Look at the menu. There's a lot of fish on the menu. It's like, it's supposed to be like a place to get, like, I guess a poke bowl.
Tokyo Fried Chicken, our food. Hungry. Find a Yoshinoya.
I got like a bowl of...
Oh my God, there's 2,390 calories in a combo XL.
I don't know what that means.
That's like your calorie intake for the day. Well, just one combo XL.
A combo XL seems gratuitously
extravagant.
Large. Yeah. I mean, that's big. That looks like a Boston Market, like, Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
But I tried it, and it was weird. It was just like this sterile, like, man, I don't know. It was very bizarre. I thought I was in, like, a communist country eating it.
It is. It has undertones of communism, Yoshinoya. For
yeah.
sure.
I ate it, and it was like, it just seemed like this is, no one's, who's seeking this out?
I don't know. What fast food would you seek out? Oh, I know.
What?
Wendy's chili.
Yes. You nailed it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I do know you. Remember when we were in Joshua Tree and for like...
There was a spell where we almost... we were like, who cares how much it costs? Let's Uber Eats some Wendy's chili out to this...
It was like $150.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the middle of nowhere. We were
toying with the idea for a while,
yeah.
back and forth. Are we getting the chili? We're getting the chili.
Really, if you think about it, it's like $25 each.
Yeah.
It would slap right now for $25. I'd pay $25 to have that chili. But
I just got really grossed out because they have clam chowder at Yoshinoya.
Yoshinoya has a lot of stuff that you shouldn't be sampling unless it's like, I don't know. I mean, if it was like a fucking sushi place, like a sushi restaurant, I would be like, yeah, we flew this in today. You know what I mean? I don't know. We went to a fish market. I don't know. It doesn't seem like Yoshinoya is doing that at all the locations.
Why do they have flan? At Yoshinoya.
They're trying too hard.
They're like...
Yeah, are you eating the flan from Yoshinoya?
No.
No.
If you had to get one dessert from Yoshinoya, what are you going? It's flan, cheesecake.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Absolutely.
You can't fuck that up. Can you?
I go to Yoshinoya personally for the cheesecake. It's so weird.
They're the only fast food with flan, folks. I wouldn't even get, like, if flan... Oh. If we were at a fancy restaurant and it was a part of, like, the courses, and they're like, and next we have a flan, whatever the fuck. I don't even know how you...
Flan. You're nailing it. You just...
It's flan. We have a with a strawberry glaze or some horseshit. I would eat that. I would be like, sure, all that flan was... That flan was fire or whatever. Who cares? But I wouldn't pick it out on a menu in any capacity, let alone
Yoshinoya.
A fast food one where I'm like, you know what, I want some fucking flan.
I'm going to down a rice bowl.
Is that like a custard, a finely whipped custard?
Yeah,
flan?
It's a creamy egg custard topped with sweet and golden caramel sauce. But I
genuinely tough to make, I would imagine. I don't trust the teenagers at Yoshinoya.
I think they just like pop it out of the refrigerator, turn it upside down, plop it into a styrofoam thing and say, have a nice day.
Well, then it might not be so bad.
Well,
like
flan,
a can of cat food.
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
It is very cat food adjacent.
It's like you know what else gives that vibe? Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
You know when you dump
fresh
it
out of
the can.
The can.
You don't have that at yours, do you?
Why? I see your judgment.
You know, you got
you're
the regular
looking at
one.
Me like
you had to think
Debbie,
about it.
Like Debbie's making the sauce. Yeah, yeah I did yeah, have yeah, to think yeah, about yeah. it. Debbie is making the sauce.
Yeah, and it's in a bowl.
It's in a bowl. Yeah, she's making it on the stove.
I had it that way too.
You
prefer
like...
the first slice in a little slice off, to be honest with you.
Really?
But I don't really, I don't enjoy it in any capacity. Cranberries aren't my favorite, but if I do eat it, I do like the gelatinous like idea of like there's something communal about slicing it up.
Communal?
Yeah.
And it's really just a cranberry orgy.
It's just the shape of the can, but it turns, it makes it really nice to slice.
You're right. You're onto something.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Yoshinoya serving. I don't like flan to begin with. I wouldn't order it at a Mexican restaurant. Isn't it a Mexican dessert?
Yes. I learned it in Spanish class.
Then why the fuck is it in Yoshinoya? What is Yoshinoya? Is it like faux Japanese?
That's what I thought. It was like poke bowls is what they like specialized
Ooh.
In, I thought.
Ugh.
Or like fast food pokey.
You know it's bad when the pictures on the website don't even look good? Like at least McDonald's enhances theirs to trick you.
Yeah, they put like a spray paint on it.
It never looks like how it does
yeah,
in the
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah. It's so tall. It's like if there was a Big Mac that tall, I wouldn't order it because it's impossible to get my mouth on it.
It's Japanese-inspired recipes. All right.
With flan.
It's a, the first time we opened
it. maybe I'm ignorant and flan is prominent in Japanese culture. They just name, I mean, they're also located in Los Angeles, Southern California, where there's a, I mean, most of their employees are probably Mexican. They're probably like, we got to change a little bit here. Although there's a lot of, you know, Japanese people as well, but not as many as there are
Mexican
people. So maybe they're chasing their tails a little bit. They've lost who they are. And now they're just trying to chase whatever's hot in these streets.
Flan, add it to the menu quick. Wow, the first Yoshinoya opened in 1979. Apparently the first one opened in 1899 in Tokyo. And why do I feel like that one was nothing like the one that's here?
I mean, that's just, I bet Yoshinoya, that's like saying McDonald's, I don't know. It's, I bet that's, yeah, it's not the same one.
Yeah.
It's some guy put shit in a bowl and they're like, that's our restaurant.
What should
There's
we call
no
it?
Chance.
Let's make it sound Asian. I don't know. Yoshinoya.
I feel like that's a slippery slope of a game.
Yeah. You're right. All right. We're moving on. We've extracted all we can from Yoshinoya. I can tell you that.
Oh, we've juiced that orange.
Yeah. There's nothing left, sweetie.
All right.
Moving right along. Are you on the apps?
What else you got on the docket over there?
Are you on the apps?
No. I've never been on. I went on the apps for 2 weeks.
When did I
do that? Oh, that was like 2 years ago.
You went on it for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And then you decided it wasn't for you.
No, Hinge is retarded.
It is. Did the women
prompts?
Leave voice? The prompts are
Get
bad.
Get fucked.
The prompts are bad.
Carter Cruz had a thing on her. She was Instagramming about it and she texted me about it too. She got like asked to be on an app because she's like that hot. You know? And it's like this new app and they're asking. So she's like, sure, I'll check it out. It wouldn't let her set up a profile without her filling out what her favorite grocery store was.
That's wild, but also pertinent information.
Why? Who gives a shit?
Because if you're going to John's, I need to know.
Why?
If you're going to
John's
Vallarta, I need to know.
They have great deals on produce at both of those stores.
Not the finger
and
gun.
And it's fresh.
At both those stores.
I used to go to a John's over a Vons because they had better produce.
I bet John's does have better produce than Trader Joe's. The Trader Joe's produce, you buy it a day later, the apple's rotten and
well,
it's great.
Here's the thing. I go to the closest grocery store. Whatever is closest. I don't ever think of it as terms of like, I can't go. I mean, if I'm, I don't,
I'm
you know, I don't drive
store.
Also.
I'm a grocery store snob.
Well, I grew up with Wegmans, and so I was definitely spoiled.
What's Wegmans? A buffalo treat?
Wegmans is from Buffalo. It's in Rochester. It's in some places in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, but it is literally the best. It makes Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, you can all get fucked. Bill Wegman has figured out the grocery store. I mean, it is like, you can take a girl to dinner there. I mean, it's
at
so
Wegmans?
Fucked. Yes.
And the food's good?
Oh, is it good? It's
is it gourmet?
Best. Yes.
Well, I don't know. You're talking about it like, is it the Gelson's
it's
of the...
basically like, it makes, it's like what Erewhon saw and was like, we're going to do that, but charge people $1 billion for it.
Wegmans has Erewhon Energy at a reasonable price.
Okay, so it's not Erewhon Energy because, you know, just regular Jim Bob and Sam can go there. You know what I'm saying?
Jim Bob and Sam can go to Erewhon.
I don't think so. You need a card.
No, you don't.
Oh, I thought
you... We could go after this if you want.
I don't want to.
Why?
It's no Wegmans.
Have you ever been to an Erewhon?
Yes.
And?
It's fine. If I want to mortgage my house for some soup.
I want to take you to Erewhon after this.
I don't want to go. Don't you dare.
We're going to go get a Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Never.
Why do men have such an extreme reaction to Erewhon? Zach had the same reaction.
Because it's not, I don't want to feel like I'm...
a Kardashian?
I don't want to feel like I'm on Rodeo Drive when I'm buying things that are going to turn into shit, ultimately.
I don't like that. I don't like that you put it in that way.
It's fucking food. I don't want to think about it. I'm like, oh my Lord, these heirloom tomatoes are literally heirlooms.
Okay.
That's got to be someone's hack fucking joke about Erewhon.
No, probably not.
Some old road dog out there. I went to buy the heirloom tomatoes. What are they? Actual heirlooms?
I like it.
Am I right, folks?
Thanks, with us.
Hell yeah.
Dude, my grandma, speaking of heirlooms.
Pull up Wegmans.
Wegmans? Whoa. Okay, Wegmans. Let's see what's happening with Wegmans.
The Wegmans on Sheridan Drive, one of the best. There's also, I mean, even the worst Wegmans.
Oh, wow. They're really celebrating St. Paddy's
Day. That's
the
thing. It's like, because at Buffalo, St. Paddy's Day is like, I mean,
is that like your Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean, it is any excuse to drink Buffalo takes up complete. There's Italians celebrating St. Patrick's Day. There's black people. I mean, it's one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country.
St. Patrick's Day parade?
Oh, yeah. It's a crazy... I mean, we used to go to the parade, and they cancel all open container laws for that day. We used to just get, like, a cooler of beer and go to the parade, get absolutely blasted, around in bar hop.
Wegmans looks incredible.
Yeah, Wegmans is a fucking...
I could do without the fish with the eyes, but besides that, it's...
Well, that's how you know it's fresh, you know? It's on the ice with the eyes...
You could literally start a family in a Wegmans.
Yeah, I know.
Could lick off the floor. It looks like it would be clean.
It's not like, you know, a warehouse feel. They've really done a great job with it lately. It used to be like you go into a place and they're like airplane hangars, grocery stores, you know?
That's like how Amazon Foods is. Have you been in Amazon Foods?
Right, because
Foods?
It's like it almost feels like you're buying something illegal.
Like,
it's
like in an outlet
are these
mall?
All black market fruits? Like, yeah. Did you just take these off a boat that was going to an impoverished nation?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't like... I mean, yeah, I always feel like people get human trafficked in
Amazon Foods.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens in
that's where
Amazon
women
Foods.
Go to get trafficked.
What are you doing? Wearing my micro shorts to Amazon Foods.
And now I'm in a barrel.
Let me out.
Let me out of this barrel.
Amazon Foods. Amazon Foods also bought Whole Foods.
Well, it's over for them.
Later. Okay.
I said Bill Wegman earlier. It's Danny Wegman for the record. Sorry.
No one would have known.
Oh, there are people that would have known. I bet in the comments, there's going to be comments. Who's Bill Wegman, you fucking... I think Bill Wegman might have been a football player. There might have been also a Bill Wegman, but
the
it's
Wegman
Danny.
Brothers?
Maybe Bill's a brother.
Move it, Whole Foods. Brooklyn is getting a Wegman's.
Let's go.
It's nicer than Whole Foods. I don't know.
It's cheaper.
When's the last time you bought a lady flowers?
Actually, very recently, I think. Oh, no, I know exactly. I'm not going to tell that one. I'll tell the one. The first time I bought a lady flowers, I didn't know the etiquette of the flowers. This last time, let's just say the lady told me to buy her flowers and send them to her job to make her ex-boyfriend jealous.
And you did it?
Yeah, it was fun.
And did it work? Was her ex-boyfriend?
I don't know, but it was just fun. It caused a bit of a stir. I'll tell you that story off camera.
Okay.
The first time I sent flowers to a woman, I did it like because I thought it was like gonna win me points, I guess, or whatever. You know, I thought it was like a good thing to do. And I sent a dozen roses. to a girl that I was just sleeping with on Valentine's Day, and she was like, what the fuck?
No.
Yeah, she was like, we're not even like dating, and you sent me roses to my job? Everyone's asking me like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, that was like so embarrassing or
you
whatever.
You got embarrassed because of her reaction.
No, she was embarrassed to receive flowers at her job.
But she sucks.
In front
Someone
of
sends me flowers at work. I'm walking around with the flowers all day, sweetie. I'm all of a sudden Miss America.
No, I mean, you got to think about the types that I always go after. They were upset.
Very
this
upset.
One was. I did.
She called
there was
you
another. Now, there was another girl.
Yeah.
I think you met her. This one girl in San Diego one time. She and I were talking. And she said, no one's ever sent me flowers. And then I sent her flowers to her work, and she loved it. So that one was cool.
And she loved it.
Yes.
Okay. I think sending flowers is a power move. But it also depends on the flowers. You know what I don't want to see in my arrangement? Baby's breath.
Well, then you're right. The middle flowers that she loved, I knew roses are just like such an implication.
Like we're fucking...
Yeah,
and
it's like,
not only are we fucking, making love.
I'm marrying you. Yeah, roses are like heavy duty. Like you have to be like, it's also very cliche and just like, it's just, I learned it was an obtuse jump to what any Claude could think is like romantic. So I've sent like a nice, like just a tasteful, pretty bouquet.
A cacti?
No. And then the third time, this is the last time, when it was requested, we decided together that it would be... Well, no, I had to actually guess what the favorite flower was. And in this case, it was roses, but they had to be spray-painted black.
Oh, I know who this one was.
And then I... So, by the way, the funny thing about ordering
Sleeps
those...
Sleeps with one goth.
ordering
must
the,
be black.
Ordering those, though.
Yeah.
I didn't... When I heard black roses, I, like... got panicked because so I ordered them and the people were like, yeah, they spray paint them. And I was like, I said to her, I go, man, I was really nervous you weren't going to like them because I couldn't find black roses.
Because they don't exist.
I didn't know that. I thought like, no. I'm like the rarest of rose, the black rose. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to know that they spray painted them. But turns out she goes, no, there is no black rose. And I go, oh, so you know they get spray painted? And she's like, yeah. I go, I thought I was like doing something bad, spray painting the...
defacing the roses.
Yeah, it seemed odd to me. It seemed like it was like, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like wearing a fur coat that you're like, I know this came from an animal, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
It seemed like kind of like fucked up.
I know this came from a can, this black on these flowers.
Yeah, something. I don't know. It just seemed like defacing nature, like you said. Or...
Yeah.
Like, I'm making sure this tuna I'm eating has a dolphin in it.
Making sure the tuna has dolphin
yeah, something.
In it.
I don't know.
Well, that was such a big thing for a while, dolphin-safe tuna.
Yeah, they just wanted to make, because they were, we were talking about the net I would use to catch the ladies.
The frail ladies.
You see, they would have, you know, the holes in the net are small, so the fish would get caught. But dolphins are bigger than the fish they would caught in the nets. And some people were like, a couple dolphins in the net, who gives a shit? And some people found out about that and they were very upset. So there was like a movement to be like, get the dolphins out of there.
Some people care more about dolphins than their own family members.
Which is weird because dolphins are actually kind of nefarious.
Yeah, they were rapists, right?
Yes. If they had legs, we would all get fucked by dolphins.
If they could catch up to us, yeah.
They'd make men look like saints by comparison. You know, they all like, all the men are rapists. Like, dolphins would come aboard the land and really like make us look like saints.
Dolphins, dude. Well, do you remember when
I gave a whole history about the nets and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You said it with such confidence, I didn't even question it.
I just assumed it was something like that.
He knows a thing or two about tuna, I'll tell you that. Do you remember when Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey had that reality show?
Yes, the Chicken of the Sea.
Yeah.
And one of the best reality television moments in the history of time.
Can we find that clip?
That like spawned entire genre of podcasting. People just coming out and talking like idiots.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson gave us the green flag.
It was a viral clip.
Jessica Simpson, chicken of the sea. She's like, is it chicken or is it tuna?
And he's, I didn't even, it took me like three times watching that in the day to realize what she was asking. And I was like, because I couldn't imagine.
I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. Is that stupid?
He doesn't even say anything.
What?
He's like, we're getting a divorce.
I've had tuna fish like sandwiches and stuff like this.
It's the beginning. You got to hit play at the beginning. Go to the beginning because she asks.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish?
State?
Yeah.
It's like, what? Keep it going for a second. Because he's like, what?
No, it's tuna, but
never mind. I thought he was like, what?
I thought he doesn't even...
He doesn't know, because it's the same thing. When I watched it, it's the same thing. I was like, what is she asking? She can't be asking if it's chicken of the sea.
You've never had tuna before. I've had tuna fish, like, sandwiches and stuff like this.
At that point, you can see he's planning an escape. He's like, mean, this
here's
bitch
the thing.
Is
she
dumb.
She just had such fire pussy that people were...
I feel like you've said that before.
Yeah, I mean, after she divorced him, she went on a tear. But she was a virgin before she married Nick Lachey. That was the whole thing. She was like the anti-Britney. She was the like wholesome Jesus
lover. Because her dad was
one.
Like a pastor, right?
Yeah, so she was a virgin. It was very public about that. Waiting till marriage. Who knows if that's true? Because after... she divorced Nick Lachey. Everyone's like, Jessica Simpson is fucking wild. And like, I think John Mayer said her pussy was like napalm. And so either she loved fucking so much after Nick Lachey that she went on a crazy tear of all that pent up wanting to fuck and was amazing at it, or she's been doing it all along. I don't know which one's
she's
which.
Probably been doing it all along.
I think she got real good at mouth stuff. And then she fucked Nick Lachey, and then she just let it all loose.
Dude,
and knew
she fucked Adam Levine.
Yeah, she's fucked a lot of
the
people
list,
after the
list.
The
list
afterwards.
Is listing, sweetie. John Mayer?
Yeah, I told you.
Tony Romo. Like
Tony
the,
Romo was a big one. That was
like
big.
The barbecue guy?
No, Tony Romo is a quarterback for
Isn't
the Dallas
Cowboys. Isn't
that
the name of a barbecue?
Tony Romo's with an A.
Very close.
It is very close. You're right. But Tony Romo is a now terrible CBS football analyst. He is a former Dallas Cowboys football player. He also dated Carrie Underwood.
Oh, damn. He has got a thing for the blondes.
Yeah, the blonde singers.
Well, rank your favorite 90s pop stars.
Christina Aguilera is one.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
Number two would maybe, it's a dark horse, Maya.
Maya?
Yeah, she was in the Lady Marmalade music video as well. MYA Maya.
I wasn't ready for you to say Maya. I didn't see that one coming. Oh, yeah.
Way better than Aaliyah.
Really?
Easily the hottest one of them all, probably. I mean.
Okay. So first Christina Aguilera, then Maya.
I'm basically naming Lady Marmalade right now. That's two of the four. Who else would I, who would I rank next? I guess Britney. You got to put her up there. I was trying.
You're putting Britney on the list?
Of course. What do you mean, am I putting Britney on the list?
Britney now?
Britney always. I mean, what do you mean Britney now?
Wait,
I
didn't realize you were such a stan, a Britney
I mean,
stan.
She did what she did. I put Christina Aguilera higher than her, obviously, for a reason.
Okay, but you don't, Jessica Simpson's not on there yet.
No, she's a little, I'm going to go Mandy Moore than Jessica Simpson.
You're putting Britney Spears before Mandy Moore.
Yes. So does the world.
I don't know about
People
that.
Are going to be mad that I put Christina before her.
No, I don't think so. I think people are concerned about Britney. I don't think she can be on the list. She's a flight risk.
You're taking all of her work out of the conversation because she's a maniac? They're all maniacs. I mean, just because Britney's doing it on a more public scale.
Oh, when she's spanking herself with pitchforks.
I think that's cool.
What, you're watching the game and she's in the living room dancing?
Play with your knives over there, sweetie. You playing with your knives in there again, sweetie? Oh, have fun. Don't cut yourself. I don't give a shit.
And then you're just watching the game.
You're talking about fucking these women, or are you talking about them as like pop stars? You said rank your top five.
I think like fucking them.
Oh, well, then the list changes a little
bit. Oh, well,
bit.
I thought that.
No, I just thought you meant like as terms of as respecting artists? Their work as artists.
Why would I care about Britney Spears' work as an artist? I still keep completely unhinged.
I still keep Christina, my Jessica Simpson was up there for the pure curiosity aspect.
That napalm.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore. She had a moment. Remember the movie Walk to Remember?
Do I? The Better Notebook?
Someone had cancer, right?
Yeah, I think her.
Yeah.
It was the opposite. The Notebook was dog shit. I mean, it's both Nicholas Sparks, so who are we talking about?
They were both Nicholas Sparks?
Yeah. Wasn't it?
The Notebook, really, I liked. The Notebook, fucks. When was the last time you watched The Notebook?
I don't know. I don't want to do that. Walk to Remember was way better. It was, what was that guy's name?
Shane
West.
Oh, yeah. He was on ER. Raya.
Oh, he's on Raya.
He was on Raya. I DM'd him several times.
Did you get through?
I got through because it would be like, Shane West is visiting LA. And I would be like, hey, Shane, are you in town? Come to my show tonight. He's like, actually flying out tomorrow. Sorry. And then like 6 months later, it said, Shane West is visiting Los Angeles. I did the same thing. Same thing.
Damn.
I had correspondence.
Come on, Shane. Come out to a show, buddy. I loved you in ER. ER is like my favorite show of all time.
I didn't even know Shane West was in ER.
Yep. He was in the John Stamos era.
Wow.
With, what was her name? I don't know. There was a really hot Indian girl on there. She was such a babe. What was her name? Fuck. Can't remember.
Do you think Pink's a lesbian?
No.
You don't?
She married, what was his name, TJ Lavin or some shit?
They fight. Like, I think she, slashed his tires recently.
I mean, she's a mask, what do they call it?
A
masky woman.
She's masky. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, hey, if you're into that kind of thing, good for you.
Could you be with a mask woman?
It depends. I like some qualities of a woman that's a little more assertive, as we know.
As we do know.
So, yeah. I don't know.
You could be
to a degree.
If she had a jersey, you'd be down. What if she wore jerseys every day, though? That's too far.
Yeah, I mean, that's your thing.
Jersey girl?
Jersey girl? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they were, like, hot, I don't know if that was, like... But even still, I'd be like, so we're just, like, sexy football player every day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know about this Boeing shit?
I try not to bother myself with these things. I have to fly on these planes.
Parts are flying off. You do?
Yeah, but I mean, like, who cares? The parts are always flying off. Let it be.
Because they're grabbing parts out of the garbage.
You ever ride in a shitty car? I used to own shitty cars. It's the whole, like, you know, shit's made to last.
Shitty cars?
Yeah, you get a part that falls off. You're going to land it. It's fine. Let's not talk about it.
All right, we don't have to talk about faulty planes.
No, but I saw Kim was talking about, she's like, I'm going to boycott flying on Boeing planes. I'm like,
you'll never leave.
How? Yeah, what flights? How do you even know what plane you're going to be on, let alone? And say you did know, how they're all Boeings.
They are?
Aren't they?
I don't know.
Airbus? I mean, it's all the same. I don't know. Isn't Airbus the same thing?
There's like two major, and you can, and like on like Expedia and Kayak and stuff, they let you, they moved it to the top where you can like choose.
Is that how serious it is? Where,
yes.
Like,
yeah, they're like having to stop. Planes are having to do emergency landings like all the time. Happened today too.
And then this guy was like a whistleblower, and
he got murdered. Yeah, I know that. I just didn't know that because you hear about the things with the plane. No planes crashed. I gotta get on one tomorrow.
Is it a Boeing?
I don't know. Let's look.
Let's look.
Will I find out?
Where are you guys going? Where are you going?
Phoenix. Come see me at Chandler, Arizona. I mean, this isn't coming out till after that. So.
Yeah, but.
Let me see here. I just got my boarding pass. Usually,
does it say it on the boarding pass? What
I think
it is?
Sometimes
so.
It will. It might say
UA flights.
If it's tomorrow, you might have a plane assigned.
I'm gonna go into the app and look.
What airline are you flying?
Oh, I'm a United boy through and through.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm a Delta bitch.
Yeah, you would be.
What does that mean?
How often your shit get canceled?
What does that mean?
Everyone goes to the Delta teat. It's wrong.
Excuse me while I suck the teat of Delta.
Where would it say it?
That's me sucking Delta's teat. Did you like that?
I don't think it has my plane on here yet.
Well, maybe that's better. Go in blind.
What about it?
Just go in blind.
Oh, go in blind. Yeah. I thought you were like, you're going blind. I'm like, I know.
No, I want to casually remind you. Just go in.
Oh, here it is.
What is it?
It's an Embraer E175.
Okay.
E-M-B-R-A-E-R. Is that a separate...
Because
that could just be the dog shit fucking regional airline.
Embraer plane. No, that's...
The Embraer E-175.
It's not a Boeing.
I'm not on a Boeing. Look at me. How about back home?
Bullet dodged.
Got Embraers both way, baby.
Congrats.
I never even heard of that fucking thing.
I've never heard of an Embraer either.
I guess I've never really paid attention. When you get onto the old plane there, it usually says on the... And if you notice in the materials in front of you, it has your safety features. And then on those things, it usually says like Boeing or Airbus or whatever.
Yeah. Did you just get Easter baskets as a kid?
Hell yeah.
Did you look forward to them?
Sure. My mom would put like video games in them and shit.
Oh, it shit. Like your Christmas. Mom loves you.
My
video
mom loved
games in your
likes
baskets?
Easter. She likes holidays.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
Does she do something for St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yeah.
What does she do? She make corned beef?
No. Well, she probably did at one point. But, you know, she decorates for every fucking... I think she decorates for the holidays that you don't even think they have decorations. I mean, it gets bananas.
What do you mean? Like, she's got leprechauns around the house?
Oh, yeah. Lights. It's like Christmas decorations, but... St. Patrick's Day. And same with Easter.
Those like cardboard cutouts you put in the window and stuff. Yeah.
A little leprechaun with a pot of gold.
Yep.
Shamrocks.
Yeah, like fucking pots of gold, shamrocks, whatever the hell else.
Have you been to Ireland?
I have. I performed in Ireland. I was only there for like 18 hours, but I was there.
And what'd you think?
It was fine. I drank a bunch at a bar. Tom and I went to a bar, just like a regular, like couple of Joes after the show. And I think, yeah, there definitely was people that recognized them. And we just drank with these guys and they were cool. I mean, it was just like it was a cool place. I don't know. I didn't spend enough time there to
really form any.
I made a friend on a cruise one time, this girl, Linda, and she lived in Ireland and she like took a train down. She lived in like Northern Ireland, I guess. And we were in Dublin.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Dublin.
I don't know if that's
question
even,
mark.
I think that's where I was. Dublin, yeah. And so she came down on a train to see me and she brought me weed. That was cool.
Was it good?
I don't know. It was weed at the time.
I feel like Irish weed would be weird.
I got pretty high. She grew it herself, so it was pretty good.
Hell yeah. I want to start growing vegetables.
You're gonna grow weed.
Vegetables.
Weed.
I don't think I can trust myself to grow weed.
You can trust yourself to grow food you're going to ingest?
I think I could. I think I could grow some carrots.
Carrots? That's like in the ground. You have to have like sand.
Yeah, I'm going to
Do we even have a climate that supports carrots?
Yes. I'm going to become an agriculturist. Is that even
carrots
a word? Next time you come over.
Carrots seem like very hard.
I'm moving and I'm going to get a big garden box and I'm going to plant different veggies in there.
You're going to do all root vegetables like carrots and fucking turnips and shit?
No, turnips... I'm not a big
turnip. I don't even know
turnip.
What a turnip tastes like.
Yeah.
What about a potato? You going to grow some potatoes?
No. I'm going to grow some watermelon.
Watermelon?
Why?
What are you?
Why?
I got a fucking, you got a whole farm here? I'm going to grow the biggest, the thing that grows the absolute biggest.
Yeah.
You're going to carry watermelons around in a fucking barrel? How many watermelons are you
going
to grow?
I'm going to start with seeds.
How many watermelons are you going to sprout up here? You got 6 watermelons in a wheelbarrow? You got enough room for all this fucking watermelon?
Well,
that's an
you
odd
laugh
one.
Now, but next time when I come over with a freshly grown watermelon for
maybe
your
maybe start with like tomatoes.
Why? Why? You don't think I have what it takes to grow watermelon? What the fuck, Potter?
They're just it takes up a lot of room.
I know.
You gotta get things
I have
to
a
like,
backyard. I can grow melons.
I mean, can you Google what a watermelon plant looks like as it's advanced stages?
Watermelon plant. Advanced stages.
Like when there's giant melons hanging
off? Yes. I like
Sarah, of all the vegetables, Sarah, look at these things.
Yeah, I want to grow them.
You're going to carry one of these around after
I'm going to carry it from the backyard into the kitchen, and then I'm going to cut it. I don't think it's that crazy.
You got to, I mean, also, like, you have to think, we live in Los Angeles. There will be wild animals. You have to put up the fucking thing to, like, fence them in.
I have a gate.
Sarah.
What do you mean?
A squirrel can't get over the gate?
You're acting like if a squirrel ate my watermelon, I would be pissed.
It's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I'm in denial. I want to.
You got to put up the fucking veggies. The cages for the vegetables so that they grow a certain way. I mean, I'm going to do it.
You don't think I have what it takes to be a melon farmer?
I don't think you give a shit enough about anything to make a watermelon.
Cry later when I come over with fresh squeezed watermelon juice and you want some,
Sarah.
Guess who's not gonna have any?
Do you think you put the seed in the ground and you just like go, all right, let's go watermelon in like a couple of weeks? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You have to fucking.
You get fresh soil.
Spray for these things.
Not spray.
Bugs will eat the fucking.
Pesticides free. No pesticides on mommy's melons.
It doesn't.
Mommy's melons.
Oh my god! Make a stand.
Make a stand. Organic mommy's melons.
There's smaller melons you can grow if you want to have the alliteration of the mommy's melons.
I'm moderately allergic to honeydew.
You don't grow honeydew. There's other ones. Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe's just as big as watermelon.
No.
Cantaloupe is still a big.
It's pretty big. Melons is an odd choice. Again,
summer, I want to make melon drinks. Picture this. It's 100 degrees out. I'm on the patio.
She's sipping got on freshly squeezed
watermelon juice. I finish it and then I go, you know what? I have more watermelon juice because I'm a fucking botanist now. So then I put a little bit of tequila in the watermelon.
Who's going to fucking watch your watermelon when you're traveling for your job?
That's what I was thinking too. That's a setback. Mom, Debbie,
can you go stop by the watermelon?
Stop by mommy's melons.
Can you babysit the watermelon?
Mom, can you just put your head in?
I don't have a child. Just go water my melons.
How many times do I have to ask you if you love me, you would water my melons?
You'd go watch your grandchild.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I go, don't you want to see your grandson, my dog?
Oh, my God.
She's like, not really. I just vacuumed the house.
That's so funny.
Listen, Mom. She'll be like, Debbie's always vacuuming the house.
I wish I had little Debbie and me.
Same. I wish I could be half the woman that my mother is. It's crazy. She's so nice. It's so weird.
You met her. Yeah, she is very nice.
She's a nice, sweet lady.
She
doesn't say anything bad about anyone. I got all my dad's traits. A little Steve over here.
I can't believe you're gonna get watermelons.
Yeah, and you're gonna eat one. Why don't you want to eat them? Why?
I'll eat it. I'm not saying my melons. I'll eat it when I can see it. I'll eat it.
Okay. So,
I think you should start small. That's where you should start, probably.
I could do strawberries and melons, fruit salads, bitch.
See if you can grow a strawberry and then. Maybe you grow a watermelon. I mean, this isn't just like plug and play here.
It kind of is.
No, it's very much not.
I can't wait till my garden is failing and you're like, I told you.
No, it's something that you have to put effort into. It's a hobby.
You're manifesting my garden failing and I don't like that about you. I thought we were friends.
I don't doubt your ability to perhaps maybe if you were obsessed with gardening, but I don't think Mama has the bandwidth to garden.
Mama has the bandwidth. I'll put on gloves so it doesn't get under my fake nails. I don't want soil under my nails. Okay, don't rush to plant watermelons. Wait until air temperature remains steady, 70 to 80 degrees. I got another month before I got to get to planting.
Yeah, April, but then it's going to get too hot. You got a
planting.
Window. You got to look up the window. You got to see like...
The melon window.
Yeah.
Why are you... You're acting like I'm saying I want to build a house. I literally just want to put some seeds in a pot.
You're growing... I know, but it's not that easy, I don't think. Am I wrong?
It is.
You think it's just as easy as... I mean...
I don't think it's as hard as you're making it seem.
I feel like it's like raising a fucking animal or something.
An animal is much harder than growing some melons.
I don't think so. I think it's easier.
These are large plants and need some room to sprawl.
I have the room for them to sprawl.
That's all you need.
How much room?
I have a little backyard.
4 to 6 feet apart.
What?
Exactly.
Wait, hold on. Watermelon are usually planted mounded hills spaced 4 to 6 feet apart?
And there's the rub, folks. I was like, yeah, what kind of backyard do you have where you're growing watermelons?
I want to. I'm so sad. I want to grow watermelon.
Go walk to the corner and buy one like a self-respecting adult.
What can I plant?
Strawberries, tomatoes.
Tomatoes, heirloom.
Cherry tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes enough to have two varieties.
I was just suggesting one over the other, but strawberries, you could grow, I guess you can't grow blueberries. That's a whole bush.
Why?
Blueberries are a whole bush. You can't, I promise you. You got to think of the roots. You got to think of like the space it needs to like spread out.
Beets?
That's, you're talking things you're digging. Beets are in the ground, aren't they?
Yeah. So I could dig a little thing, put the little thing.
These are root vegetables. Do you have?
I have what it takes to be a farmer is what I'm fucking telling you. And you're not.
Then buy a farm. Right now you're buying a backyard. That's what? How many?
I'm buying a little garden box.
Sarah, you can't grow. You know you're going to grow a watermelon in a garden box?
Maybe it'll be a really big garden box.
How big?
I don't know. I guess I'm not growing much.
You can't grow anything that grows like a root vegetable in a garden box, I don't think, unless it's a very deep.
Dude, if you're listening and you're out here growing veggies, let me know what I should do. Should I do spinach? They're saying Swiss chard. Avoid planting beets where Swiss chard or spinach has been grown because it's cousins of beets and they're cousins of beets and it's susceptible to pests and diseases.
That's what I'm saying. So
I'll see you at Erewhon, bitch. Fuck this.
Yeah, you got to know which vegetables grow near each other, what kind of soil they need. I mean, there is like.
I think it's trial and error, honestly.
Sure. I think people did the trials and errors and they tell you how much. I think there's like a recipe to do it. I think we've done the trial and error, you know? That's why
I think we should garden together.
I don't have the patience. I would like
why?
To one day.
It would
day,
be good for you. If I had my put your own, hands in some dirt.
No, I'd like it. If I had my own backyard and I could do it and I had space, I would do it. I would like that. I would get obsessed with it probably and I would be like, I got to get home and tend to the fucking whatever, you know? But
tend to the melons.
I don't want to think about something that much at the moment, you know? Right. I got a fantasy football team. I got a, you know.
Fantasy football is your mom's
It's my
melons.
Garden. It's my garden.
Yeah.
I tend to my garden often.
Yeah, you do.
Exactly.
Jacking off is tending to your garden.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that from now on. I have to tend to the garden.
That's so funny. Gotta pull out some weeds if you know what I mean.
I'm gonna go tend to the garden.
That's our episode.
AKA Jizz. Is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Where can people find you? What do you want to promote?
I'm gonna be all over the road. Next up, Alabama. Huntsville, Alabama. Come out April 26th and 27th. That's my next big road thing. Other than that, check out the podcast, The Josh Potter Show, every Wednesday. I got a new podcast, Behind the Jeans, that comes out every Thursday. Unless you're a Hell member yeah. of your mom's house YouTube channel, then you can watch it live on Wednesday. I broadcast it live for the members, which is fun. It's crazy to do live, but check it out. And that's it.
All right, guys, that's our episode. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank, every Monday on This Bitch, patreon.com/SarahWineChank for bonus content. And also April 18th, Kim and I are doing This Bitch and Friends live in the main room of the Comedy Store. It's me, Kimmy, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, Annie Lederman, Jetski Johnson. It will sell out.
Letterman.
Sorry. Jesus. He's crushing all my dreams. You can't grow melons and it's Letterman, bitch. And then also May 7th, This Bitch podcast live at Netflix is a joke festival in the original room. Buy tickets to that. It will sell out as well. And I'm coming to Houston the first weekend of April for the Riot Comedy Fest. So get tickets to that if you're in Texas. And I'll be in Austin the week before at Princess Shank. And we'll see you next week. Bye, guys. Thank you.